Thanks for tuning into the Songlines and Tan Lines podcast with Anthony Renfro. This fourth edition of the Carpool podcast, currently sitting in the parking lot, staring at the cars whizzing by. My kids just got dropped off at school. I don't know how many more of these I can do because I think my provider for the podcast is changing up the recording platforms. So I have to figure out if I can do any more Carpool podcast after, I think, May, something like that. Anyways, that's none of your issue, but putting it out there. If you do enjoy these Carpool podcasts, which are a little rough, they're on an iPhone, so the recording's not as good. Today, the rain is crashing down on me, so that might be a little ambiance too. But I didn't get into the Key West ghost stories like I wanted to recently on the last. My last episode was supposed to be Key West Ghost Stories, but I did write down a little blurb in the Voodoo and Grigri episode I did with Jimmy Buffett about Jimmy Buffett's songs on Voodoo and Grigri, and I wanted to kind of just highlight that little small section today on this Carpool Podcast 4, and what I might do is try and expand this into a bigger episode later on. See, this is live, man. This is not on a script. This is me live and in the raw and out and about doing my thing. That's why I need a script. I keep rambling. Anyways, I would like to do a bigger episode on Key West ghost stories. And I would like to have you guys send me your Key West ghost stories if you've been haunted in Key West. So here's the little blurb that I pulled. I was going to share in that episode, my last episode. And here is what I wrote. It goes something like this. Moving over to my notes app. Here it is. This comes from hauntedkeywest.com. This ghostly tale or tales is about the Hemingway House and the spooky things that bump around there constantly. That site states that multiple spirits haunt the home of Ernest Hemingway, including old Papa himself. Ernest Hemingway's ghost is sighted waving from the second floor balcony, but he is not alone. Neighbors used to see a woman who resembled Pauline Hemingway smoking cigarettes in front of the house after she died. In the morning, they would discover butts of the same brand Pauline smoked when she was alive. Several cat spirits and the wife of Asa, I'm not sure how that is pronounced, Tift, are also haunting the Hemingway house in Key West. And from GhostCityTours.com, it states that one couple, get this is crazy, saw Hemingway wave to them from his veranda window in 1961. The couple, unaware of his suicide, waved back. It was only after the news of his death that they realized they'd spotted a Pulitzer-winning poltergeist. Visitors now claim to spot Hemingway working at his writing desk, clacking around his typewriter, and his specter wanders throughout the grounds, walking to and from his studio. So that's just a little taste of a Hemingway ghost story in Key West. And when I was at the Hemingway house, I'm a little sensitive to the spiritual realm, and I didn't notice a lot, but you can definitely feel some energy in that house. And I would love to just sit in his writing studio sometime and channel his spirit and just see if I can get a good novel out after that. Anyways, that was just a little blurb I wanted to give you. This episode is going to be called Carpool Podcast 4, Hemingway's Ghost. And if you do have those stories on your Key West adventures in the ghostly realm, let me know about them. That will wrap this one up. And I want to let you know I've started a YouTube channel. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I cannot think today. I'll put it in the show notes, and you can go check it out there. What I'm doing is taking my fiction addiction, which is my poetry and my poems and stuff like that, and my books and all that jazz, and I'm making YouTube videos out of them. So all that fiction addiction will be over there, that sort of stuff. So I'm going to head out from here. Take care, and thanks for listening.